What is up? Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Hippies and Cowboys podcast. I am your host, Garrett McKee. Joining us later will be your co-host, Mike Hart. We are the Hippies and Cowboys podcast, and we are bringing you the best of the country music world like nobody else will tell it. We would like to thank you for tuning in today. We really appreciate your support, and if you like the show, I recommend you go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And join the conversation on those platforms. It's the easiest way for you guys to let us know what you want to hear on the show, what you liked, what you didn't like, all that good stuff. All right, shameless plug time. Go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a lot of new videos coming out on there with different artists. We've been shooting these sessions, and they've been going okay. Bear with us. We're amateurs, but we're figuring it out. Regardless, they sound really good, and we got some great tunes on there, so go give them a like and check them out. Give us a subscribe, I guess, on YouTube, and keep an eye out for what we got coming on there. We are working on getting video for these podcasts and posting them up on YouTube, too, so that'll be cool, too. That should be coming soon. Also, I recommend, if you really like the show, to go subscribe to our Patreon. We have four different tiers on there. And for the $10 and above tiers, you will have access to all of our bonus content, including all of the bonus podcasts that will not see the light of day on this platform. So definitely go and check that out because there's some great stuff over there. Speaking of Patreon and following us on social media, this might be the kicker right here. We are teaming up with the folks from Yellowstone to give you guys some free stuff. And what I mean by that is from now, the night I sit here recording this, on December 9th, 2020, until midnight, the evening of December 14th, 2020, if you do one of these three things, go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, join us on Patreon, or buy anything at all from our online store, you will be entered to win a box set of seasons 1 to 3, that's the whole series, of Yellowstone. Season 3 is now available on DVD, so even if you don't win, you should still go check that one out. But you will have a chance to, we will be giving away two of them to some people who sign up for one of those three things that I just mentioned, and we'll be giving two to our patrons on Patreon, and one will be given away in a special way that we haven't decided yet. Maybe on a live stream. We will see. Keep your eyes peeled. Go give us a follow on Instagram. But anyway, like I said, thanks to the folks at Yellowstone for reaching out. If you haven't watched the show before, go check it out. Starring Kevin Costner. Absolutely badass show. And I highly recommend you go check it out, regardless of whether you win one of those box sets or not. Our guest on the podcast today is Sonny Sweeney. Sonny just released a live record earlier in 2020 here. Titled Recorded Live at the Machine Shop Recording Studio. If you are not familiar with Sonny's music, I highly recommend you go dig back in her catalog and catch up with what you're missing out on, because she is absolutely fantastic. But regardless, this live record is excellent. It's a really fun listen, and whether or not you have previous experience with Sonny's music or not, you're really going to enjoy this one. We'll be playing three tunes off the live record today. You can head to sonnysweeney.com, go check the merch out over there, and keep up with everything that Sonny's got going on. But let's get the ball rolling on the episode. We're going to kick things off today with Body in a Boxcar off of that live record. So I'll quit my yapping. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to everybody who continues to give us support on social media and all that other fun stuff. Share this episode with your friends, and here we go. Let's kick the episode off. Body in a Boxcar by Sonny Sweeney.
Yeah. Texas line.
All right, that was Body in a Boxcar from Sunny Sweeney, and she's joining us this afternoon. We don't have too many afternoon interviews, so this
yeah.
is a treat. The sun's still up, you know, feels like we're getting something done. But
day drinking.
Day drinking, yeah, it's an excuse to start drinking at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. 3 p.m. for you, Garrett. You
3 p.m. for me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a complete piece of shit.
But yeah, Sonny's joining us. Thank you for talking to us today. We're obviously big fans, and yeah, how's everything been? How's it going?
I mean, well, you know, due to COVID, it's kind of been a little, yeah. you know, strange, but
yeah.
But we're making it, and like, you know, and we're getting by, and everybody's kind of just doing what they can, you know, just to make it to the next month right. until life can resume. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're now counting days to 2021. So
yeah, seriously.
I mean, I know.
and by the time these people listen to this, we'll be even closer to 2021. Yeah, so
that's right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. If you're listening to this right now, congrats. You're almost
Things
there.
Are looking up. And also Merry Christmas, because that'll be coming up too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Getting closer. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Merry Christmas.
I've been procrastinating too many of my Christmas presents this year.
Me too. I was just thinking I got to sit down and like make a list of like everybody I need to buy for and like figure that shit out, cuz I've got some already, but I definitely need to make sure I
We're
got
like
shit
not
together.
Doing them at all. Yeah,
oh,
I mean
yeah?
nobody's
really?
Even doing presents. No, I mean no. nobody's got a job. Okay. Like we're
true.
All just like
Yeah, true. True.
You know, I mean, we haven't worked since our last gig was February 29th.
Jeez,
we were on a 2-week break and we were supposed to go back out, you know.
That's right.
We worked like, I think we've done 4 shows. So 4 acoustic shows, nothing full band.
Right. How's that been? Has that been a little bit weird? Like with all the, you know, with all the regulations and shit, like everybody having to be spread out or like how's that been like getting back on stage, shaking the rust off and whatnot, just after such a long break and whatnot?
Well, I mean, we've done live streams and like we all practiced right. and I made sure mm-hmm. that everybody was staying up to date on everything, because we just didn't know like when. In March, we thought, oh shit, we'll be back to work by like May.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And here we are December
worst.
And it's like LOL. But anyway, and you know, going back to the very first gig we did, was in Colorado and, you know, like the first public gig. And I was a wreck. Like, I'm not even joking. I was super nervous. And I mean, I'm still nervous, but I think that I've learned how to
right.
keep it between the lines, so to speak. Like, you know, wash your hands, like make sure you wear a mask or yeah. whatever, you know? And like, if somebody talks to you, which I feel weird, because I don't want somebody to have to wear a mask to talk to me if they don't want to. But like, I have a dad that's got Parkinson's. I have to be very careful. You know, mm-hmm. he has, you know, a lot going on. And so anyway, yeah, it was a little strange. I'm not gonna, you know, joke you. It was really
right
intimidating the first time. But then, you know, we've done a couple of other ones since then, and different towns respect or react differently to
oh, yeah.
you know, if you're
Definitely.
More in rural areas, a lot of them aren't, you know, as cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that my parents live in a rural area and they're very cautious. So, I mean, that was a generalization, but like
uh-huh.
some of the clubs that we've played, they make you wear a mask and other ones don't make you wear a
right.
mask. So, I mean, it's
oh,
just
wow.
a matter of what your comfort level is, I guess. And
yeah.
you know, however that, you know, stuff goes.
That's right.
Interesting. Well, one silver lining, I guess, you said you only got to play like 4 shows and some live streams, but you were able to drop this Live at the Machine Shop album here. What?
Yeah.
I guess it was almost
November
a month
13th,
ago now,
right?
Pretty close. Yeah. The 13th of November.
Yeah.
November
13th. Which,
yeah.
That was the one full band live stream that we did
uh-huh.
was in May, and we did it at a studio. And when we listened back to it, we're like, damn. This doesn't sound too bad, like for a live stream. Like yeah. I was It's kind of looking at my guys going like, y'all are really good. I mean, they're like, duh. So, we're professional musicians, duh, Sonny. And so we got the guy named Tommy Dedamore, who actually produced my very first album that I ever did. He mixed and mastered it. And we decided like, I mean, I think I'm so proud of it. So I was just like, man, this is going to be really cool to have some kind of a, it's not like a typical live record with, you know, audience and stuff like that. But I mean, live meaning one take, like we just went in, did the song, mixed and mastered it. And that's what we got. And we're all very proud of it. So I'm super excited that that came out of it. And we also recorded a studio album during this time too. That's coming out next year, but we would have not ever had time. Cause I mean, I don't know how much y'all know about us, but we tour a lot. I mean, we're gone all the time. And so
you guys are in Iowa, I feel like 6 times a year, almost. Like you're always like, it's like, how the hell are they getting everywhere so fast? But
we're constantly on the road. So like finding time to do anything at all is always challenging. But this little break, if you want to call it that, has really allowed us to kind of get some shit done that we wouldn't have gotten done otherwise, including 2 records. So I'm stoked about that, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's definitely a silver lining in there too. And that's a wild story there with that you didn't plan on this. I didn't realize that you didn't plan on even doing this Live at the Machine Shop album, that was just like a live stream that you just
hang
like
on,
oh,
keep talking
awesome. Yeah.
Somebody's fucking ringing my doorbell.
It was the one time that I've seen my band really, except for my guitar player, you know, but the one time I've seen them, and we did it in May, you know. So now we're in freaking December. Like, I don't know how that happened. This whole year is just hilarious at this point.
So the just like the process of, so in May you did the live stream and you're like, oh shit, that sounds awesome. And then did the process of mixing it and mastering it, did that take, because I assume that didn't take all the way to till November. So was there like a little bit of like, do we wait, do we put it out during COVID?
I wanted to put it out as soon as possible. I ended up putting it out through 30 Tigers, which is who I released my records through. And we just all agreed on that date as a November 13th release. But yeah, I mean, it mixing and mastering is, you know, less than a week for sure. And we didn't think it was like, I think there was initially maybe like 17 or 18 songs and now there's 16.
Okay.
So we didn't use, cause we didn't want so many that it was like overwhelming, you know? So we used the ones that we ended up, you know, liking just the most that we couldn't live without.
Well, you landed on 16 of them too, so that's still a very healthy, healthy list.
Yeah,
of songs.
I was really happy with that.
Yeah, that's crazy, and that's cool. Yeah, you got another album, a more formally planned one, done too. So that's something we can all look forward to next year.
I'm excited about that.
With the many, many things that we get to look forward to next year, that will be among them. But
like going to
playing
shows
again.
Yeah, going to shows.
Yeah,
playing
no kidding.
Shows again. Sheesh.
Yeah, I feel like, I said, I feel like you're in Iowa like almost more than anybody, and you're not. I mean, there's like Midwestern musicians that aren't. I mean, I guess you're kind of Midwestern, but and then you're always with like a different person. It's like you'll be with like Ward Davis or Whitey or Cody Jinks or you know, like that whole True Grit family. And it's just like each time they come through, it's like Sonny's with them too. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, I like touring with them if I can. Yeah. They're fun. And they're my friends too. So it's the only time I ever get to see any of them, you know, is if we play shows together.
True. Yeah.
It seems like out of you know, groups like that, like you guys at True Grit seem to really like stick together like that and really support the shit out of each other constantly. It's really awesome to see. It must, you know, I'd imagine it's a lot of fun for you guys too.
It is. And I mean, they're actually my friends too, you know, so it's a little, you know, I've done the big label thing where you just kind of are forced into situations with people that are just other artists on that label. And you may or may not click with them, but like these guys, we all bust our ass, you know, we're all independent. We're all you know, just trying to basically get good music out to the world as much as humanly possible. And I think all of our fans kind of somewhat overlap and they're all very supportive. So I think it has a lot to do with the fans too. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
definitely.
And people are clamoring for real country, like country music, you know?
They're fiending for it.
And yeah.
Yeah. And that whole family of True Grit, I mean, that they just bring, everybody in that group just brings what people want in terms of country music. And there's no bullshit. Yeah. It's just good country music. And mm-hmm. I think one thing that's super cool with like that whole group is when you guys are out, like almost all of you do it, when you're on stage, like one thing that I look forward to as a fan in the audience is you guys like tell stories, like real stories of like you guys just palling out, you know, like how you guys wrote a song or like stories on the road. And it's just like, especially Ward does that probably better than anybody.
You know, he is one of my favorite people to do shows with. He's out of his freaking mind. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, he tells some tales. But
yeah, he does.
Yeah. It's like, I think if I were to take my phone out and record any part of Ward's shows, it would be like between songs when he's telling a story, because you never know what he's gonna say.
Like, well, and see, and that's actually something, like, you know, there have been people in my past, either, you know, management or booking agents or label people or something, uh-huh. that they're like, you talk too much during your show. And I'm like, no, oh, I don't. God. And first of all, I'm not telling you how to do your business. Yeah, right. My fans enjoy talking. They want to hear stories, you know, like,
yeah,
I want to hear stories. Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and Waylon Jennings and, whoever, like, that I look up to, Merle Haggard, you listen back to live records of them and they're running their jawbones. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Introducing every song, talking about, you know, especially when they're playing together, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's more fun like that, especially like Ward and Cody. They're like my friends, you know, just outside of the music business. And, right. And we do have actual stories that have happened and they're funny. Like, I mean, things are funny, like, you know, and it's funny to, if it's funny to us, it's probably going to be funny to other people. So why not make, you know, self-deprecation jokes and make fun of yourself and tell funny stories.
That's definitely why
that's,
I think
that's
like,
just the,
sorry, go ahead, Mike.
You got it. Oh, I was just going to say that's the thing is like with these, like the fans of everybody we've talked about, like, if you're a fan of Sonny Sweeney, you know who Ward Davis is. If you're a fan of Cody Jinks, you know who Sonny Sweeney is. Like, so the fans, if you tell a story about that group, like, they're going to know and they're going to want to hear about it. Cause everybody knows everybody in that group. So it's like, it's something you
what
can
it boils
with,
down
so.
To is that we're all just idiots when we hang out with each other. So.
Really, really talented idiots.
Really, really, really big idiots. I'm telling you.
Exactly. That's what fans want. That's what makes them connect with you guys so much, and like really like drives that
that's
like love for you guys is because they feel like they.
But we're all music fans too, and we're all music fans. So not, we all. Yeah. We go to shows to like see other people that we like, you know what I mean? And so then you go as a fan to a show, which I never get to do, but but when I can, I go see shows. But I know what I want to see at a show, and I try to translate that into what I do, because I'm like, well, I'm a person, I like this, so maybe the people that are here are also people and they'll like this too, you know?
That makes sense. And it's your show, so you can do whatever you want to do. Like, it's your show.
That was going to be one of the things I was going to comment on, like, about the live record was, that was one of my favorite parts, was listening to you introduce the song, tell a little story, like, little story you told, speaking of you going to shows, about you going to the Stevie Nicks show.
Oh, shit. I mean, that was the last big concert I've been to, and first of all, that was a gift. That those tickets, I would never have been able to pay for those, you know, just because they were really good seats. But my manager called me on we had 3 days off last October. And he was like, hey, I need you to buy a ticket for you and a friend to go to Boston. And I said, Mike, I have 3 days off in October and I am not going anywhere. And he goes, stop being a little diva and get your tickets. You're going to be grateful for this. And I was like, this better be good. So I bought tickets and then he was like, okay, on Monday, y'all are going to see Fleetwood Mac. And I literally was like, until I got into the arena, I thought it was a prank of some sort. And I couldn't figure out like what kind of prank it would be or how mean that would be because he knows how much I just love Stevie Nicks. Mm-hmm. And so we go to this concert, but when we went to pick up our tickets that morning, it was snowing and icy. Ooh. And I had on tennis shoes that were slick on the bottom, like Converse. Mm-hmm. And when I was going down the stairs from the TD Boston Garden, mm-hmm. whatever it's called, when I was going down the stairs, I slipped and I bounced down about 6 concrete stairs filled with ice. My entire arm, like from my wrist all the way to my elbow, all the way up here, down my side, and on my back of my head were black and blue. Ouch. Bruised, okay? And so my friend, I showed, you know, him the bruises, and he was like, we need to go to a doctor. And I said, unless I am literally having a stroke, we're not going to the doctor. Like, I need to go to this concert. So we went, and I'm in so much pain, and I just like doubled up on Advil and was like, you know what? I'll have some wine and some Advil, and I'll deal with this tomorrow when I get back to Austin. Yeah. And so when I go to the doctor, when I got back, he was like, when did this happen? And I said, Monday. He's like, damn. He's like, your arm looks like it might, it's not broken, but it's definitely like injured. My elbow had a bruise off. So big on it that it stuck off my arm that much.
Oh, geez.
It was like a huge knot. It was nasty. So nasty.
That's brutal. For those who can't see, it's like half. It's like a baseball cut in half is how I would describe the size of that knot.
Yeah, sorry. I keep thinking because y'all can see.
No, it's all good.
I always forget that too. And I'm like, we should probably tell them what she's doing.
No, but anyway, when we went to that show, it was like 2 hours, maybe a little over 2 hours long. And when it ended, I cried the entire time. I mean, mm-hmm. bawling during a couple of songs, like a child, like
ugly cry, like
ugly,
weeping.
Like crying. Yes. Could not believe that I was there with shitting, just like, oh my God. And so when it was over, the lights come up and then they come back out and do an encore. And I was like, okay, encore. Yay. And then they did an encore. Then the lights go down and they never came back. I stood in that arena and stomped my feet like a 7-year-old. And I was like, they have to come back. And my friend was like, please stop acting like a 7-year-old. We are in public. Like, we've got to go. So it was so awesome. It was like the highlight of my life. I loved it so much.
That's awesome.
And one of the coolest things about Fleetwood Mac is like, what, a couple weeks ago, Dreams was like the number one song on all the charts.
Go viral,
like,
again. Well,
yeah,
it's like, always my number. It's always my number one. But I like little dog face that did that. I was like, hell yeah, dude! Come on, make everyone, all these young kids, know who Fleetwood Mac is. It's so cool.
Yeah, he did a number for exposing kids to Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, that's for sure.
TikTok.
She's so cool. God.
Tommy Fleetwood did his like little duet, like his version of it too. I don't know if you saw that, but
I did.
The thing with the ocean spray. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a thing going on.
And then, well, Mick and Stevie both did one where Stevie sat there with her little roller skates on. And of course, everyone's like dying. They're just like, oh, you're so cool. How is she so cool? And she's like 70. How old is she? Like 72.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how she's so freaking cool, though, but she is.
That's wild. On that note, do we want to play Mama's Wine?
Sure.
To justify the transition, you said you drank wine and Advil, so this will be a good transition for the record.
She's 72, just so you know. She's 72.
Okay, yeah, I knew she was either 72 or 73. So this song, basically, I wrote this with two of my really great friends, Buddy and Galen, and we had been writing all day this one day, and then Buddy started playing this little Western swing kind of melody, just kind of screwing around. He wasn't doing it for any purpose. And I didn't have any wine, and I was like, I need to go get some wine before we start another song. And then I started singing just, Mom's going to have a little too much wine tonight. And he was like, wait, what? Because keep going, keep going, keep going. And so we wrote this like really, really quick, just kind of as a stupid joke song. But I ended up loving, I love this song. Yeah. I think it's so funny and cute.
It's yeah, great. For sure. Well, on that note, this is Mama's Wine off of Sonny's new album, Live at the Machine Shop. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Flat tire on the shoulder, outside a boulder, colder than a witch's tip. With a Ford full of bandmates, headed to the gig late, wrapping up a 2-week trip. Well, the gas light's on, 12 miles left, there's a wreck in the hammer lane. Somebody better get me off this interstate before I go insane. Mama's gonna have a little too much wine tonight. All the guys in the band say I'm wound up way too tight. Somebody get my bottle, somebody get my hat. Bet you didn't know Mama rolled like that. Truck stop, diet food on the fly. Well, we gotta get on down the road. Never knowing where we're going, but the smoke is always blowing, cause the guy's just lit a roach. There's the police, grab the Febreze, squirt a little in the air. Get me to the show before I go.
That was Mama's Wine from Sunny Sweeney. She's still hanging out with us today. Oh, damn it. I said all right again. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you did. Mike does this thing where every time we come back from a song or like just whatever, he says, all right.
All right.
Every time.
Well, do you want to redo it?
No, I don't know. I just make fun of him every time that he does it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't care.
I just knew
it. No, I know, but I'm sure the people listening. I'm just waiting for somebody who listens to all of these podcasts to call him on it, and I'm not going to be the only one then. But maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just being picky. I don't know.
Could be anal. But yeah, so that was off of that. As I said, off the new record, it came out November 13th. How's the reception been?
Great
since that released. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I mean, we had a. Our CD release party, if you want to call it that, in Dallas. And I say if you want to call it that because, you know, it's like quarter capacity. Yeah. But I love the bar that we play at. It's called Mama Tried, which I have tattooed on me. So I always love playing there because of that. And I like the girl that owns it. She's real cool. And then, so we did that. And then, we've just been basically doing live stream stuff. I mean, I'm really the reason we did the live stream record and turned it into an album is because I wanted my fans to have something to get them through to a new album.
Yeah.
You know, while we're all like stuck at home doing nothing, you know.
Have you been able to like work on new music and stuff during this time off, or has it just been kind of just, you know, hard when you're not out on the road? Like, you know, we talked earlier, like, you're so accustomed to being on the road and playing a shitload of dates in a year and that type of thing. Like, I would assume for somebody such as yourself, like, being on the road really helps inspire you to write music and these experiences and whatnot. So how's like that weird fucked up transition been now to sitting at home constantly? Have you been able to still create, or are things weird? Like,
no, I mean, I've been doing some Zoom writing, and then a couple of my friends we've written in person, you know, but like, not, I mean, more than anything, I think everyone's just kind of like, wah, wah, like, you know, and it's just kind of like, And so I'm very grateful for the creative part of my job, but this time has been really, really tough. So I'm glad that we got to do the actual making of two records. So now, now that there's light at the end of the tunnel, where I feel like it's going to be a couple more months and we'll probably be hopefully to God normal again, but, or better, you know, something, anything is better than where it was a couple months ago. And it gets, it is getting better, even though we're shut down again. All my December dates got canceled, so that sucked. I had like 13 on the books, and those got canceled, but that's okay. I mean, we're making up for it. We're going to do a live stream, Sunday, or I can't remember when it is, sometime, but we're just going to kind of do that. We're just winging everything. We're doing, we're winging it. We're just,
it's really, yeah,
it
exactly.
Like
it's really about
is.
All you can do at this point. I mean, you never know what like next week's going to bring in 2020.
Right.
All the bullshit going
on. No shit.
Yeah. Jeez. Hey, let's throw Sunny into some rapid fires here. I think that would be fun. I feel bad doing this because you were just saying you got in, what, two car crashes recently, and
I don't care anymore.
We're going to give you a third.
I don't care. Whatever you want.
I'll start.
Fine.
What is your favorite, if you have to pick one song to get up and do karaoke to, what song are you going to sing for everyone?
Oh, God. It's usually Madonna, something or other. I've been known to do Material Girl multiple times, okay. So I'll go with that one.
Would you ever cover that at a concert?
No.
Oh, damn it. That'd be funny. Just
maybe. I mean, hell, total change it's 2020. Yeah, you never know what I might do. I don't know what I might do.
Wild card.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about pets. And we're going to have to fantasize a hair for this question. But if you could have any animal as a pet, and we are talking that there are no negative repercussions. Like, if it's a tiger, it's not going to eat you, and it's, like, a practical. Okay. Like, it's going to be...
It's going to be fine.
Like, having any other pet. Like, you don't have to worry about anything. Like, it... Yeah. What animal would you have in your house?
Aside from my... Yes. Wonderful animal right now.
Aside from your wonderful animal
and,
sitting next
and,
to you. Yeah.
And assuming that he would get along with whatever I brought home.
Yep. Yeah, there's no negative repercussions from,
A raccoon.
How come?
That's interesting.
They're so cute. Have you ever watched video? I YouTube dive on raccoon videos all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They're so cute. They're like, when they're babies, oh, my God. I like them in animal... I cannot find an animal that I don't love, but I would definitely video, I would go on YouTube and search little baby raccoons, and you'll sit there for
Good
2 hours and not move.
Good to know.
They're adorable.
You should look up this video. It's some crazy Canadian guy, and he like clearly feeds raccoons off his like back deck.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Like daily. And he's got like tubs of hot dogs and berries, and he just walks out on the deck and he feeds these racks. There's dozens of fat, overweight raccoons because he's been feeding them dozens of them wild, just like crawling all over him and the deck.
Well, they're
deck
funny too
because
they got the little
dogs.
Hands. They like. So,
yeah, that's what's so cute. Yeah. And when they're little, babies, their hands like they do this,
uh-huh.
And they're like, "Oh my god, they're so cute!" All promise right. me,
yeah,
y'all
definitely.
Go YouTube that.
Absolutely. I will. I certainly will.
gee, what do I follow that up with? Okay. Do you have any pre-show rituals back in the days when we could still, when shows were normal?
I don't. Everybody always, you know, says they have some, and we're usually just hanging out till literally 30 seconds before we walk on. So, you know, just messing around, talking, joking, and we're like, yeah, shit, we're supposed to start in a minute. We got to get on stage.
That's kind of a ritual. You just don't think about it until it's time to do it.
Yeah.
A ritual being a space, being a space cadet. That's a ritual. So, I don't do any high kicks or lunges backstage.
No, like,
if that's
really,
what you're wondering.
Really awful, like, vocal warm up exercises that just sound really weird.
No, I wish that I did. I've never done that one time in my whole life. It's so stupid of me, probably, but
I don't know.
But I figure, like, I mean, your vocal cords make noise when you talk, and I talk all the time. So my vocal cords are
loose,
always warmed
keep
up.
Them loose, always.
I think.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I don't think, and we're all kind of chatty Cathy, so I don't really think, you know, any of us really ever lose our voice. So I just keep mine active by talking all the damn time.
There you go. That's science. Science right there. let's see. Okay, so we talked about earlier, this one's a little less ridiculous. We talked about earlier how you're on the road all the time with a lot of really cool people. What's the coolest place that music has taken you? And I have
place?
To, yeah, the coolest place like that you've been to on tour. I'm going to exclude the Fleetwood Mac concert because we've covered that. So we can't count.
Well,
Fleetwood
and
Mac
I wasn't
concert.
On that tour. So, you know, I wish that I was. But I would say, I mean, I've toured with some amazing people. Like, I still cannot believe some of the people I've been on tour with. Gigantic rock stars like Bob Seger. We did a tour with him. 2 months last year, and we played with Garth Brooks, and we've played with Miranda Lambert, and
sweet.
I mean, just Trisha Yearwood, just giant, you know, artists. So those were fun. And then I've played at some really cool venues, but I would say that the best place I've ever been was Japan. We went to Japan last year for a festival, and I've toured, I think, I don't know specifically, I could probably, if I looked, but I think I've toured in like 20 countries or something, but for 100% sure, Japan is the shit. Like, there is no question in my mind that that's favorite place I've ever been.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It is amazing. You've been to Japan?
I have one time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was just Tokyo, but it was on my way to Vietnam, actually, and I had a 12-hour layover in Tokyo. So I was there for 12 hours. I was actually less because most of it was, you know, some of it was getting in and out of the airport, but yeah. But my sister lived there, so like quick, you know, get off and like say hi to my sister and then back on the plane.
I mean, honestly, like I want to go back there for like a month or two and just like go. You can go on the cheap there majorly. You know, it's not that expensive. I want to go start in the north of Japan and get on like one of those old people tour buses and just like they have American tour guides, like or English speaking tour guides, you know, and like expats or whatever, and they live over there and they do these tours and it's freaking amazing. And it's like, they're so knowledgeable, and you get on there usually with other, they have like, you know, different language buses or whatever, but the bus we were on for the tours that we did, I mean, I was blown away. I went inside the Great Buddha. I went inside of it. Like,
really?
Like, yeah. Like, you got into it. It's like, yes.
I didn't know you could get inside of that.
Yeah, see my Buddha right there? Do you see it? That's the back of him. Right there.
Yeah, it's bad.
But anyway, I love Japan. I want to go to Vietnam so bad.
Dude, it's awesome. I was in like rural Vietnam, like teaching, and oh my, it was like bizarre foods, like poverty, but like, I mean, you were in it. Like nobody spoke English. Like you just had to like figure it out. Like,
yeah,
that's the
exactly.
way to do it. I think it's like, you're not in a tourist spot. You're just like in
it.
The real deal. This is how they live, you know?
Honestly, yeah. Do you know what? There's an app called Say Hi. Have you heard of that?
I don't think so.
Okay. So my aunt is from Mexico and her whole family speaks Spanish only, except her. And she married my uncle and they live here. And she told me about this app called Say Hi. And she said, all you do is you click on it, you put English to Spanish, and then they have one on their phone that's Spanish to English. And you can literally have conversations. You go, hey, do you want enchiladas for dinner? And then they write back and it says it, whatever, back to you. It is amazing. But anyway, I tried it in Japan.
Yeah.
And it worked so well in Japan.
Really?
But except bubble wrap is also bubble wrap in Japanese, just so you know.
Weird. Oh, nice. Hey, I wonder if that has to work on Wi-Fi though. Because I bet you have to have internet. You don't? Oh,
Bluetooth
wow.
or something, probably.
Yeah. I was going to say that would be an issue.
That's cool.
In real Vietnam, yeah.
Oh, you mean, well, maybe not Wi-Fi, but yeah, it works. Like, it worked just on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. Like without cell service.
I bet that wouldn't work there. No, with no
I was
service.
Out in the elements, man. There's nothing.
That's cool.
I have one more rapid fire.
Interesting. Sorry, that was probably the least rapid fire. Oh, do you? Yeah, I have one more too. Oh. My next one's short.
Okay. But. You have to
go ahead, both of you.
You can pick any two people in a no rules cage match. Who would you like to see?
Oh, jeez.
Yes, fight against each other.
Fight You're against each other?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
No. You're just watching.
But
You're
I don't
just
have
watching.
To be in there, do I?
Strictly
no,
entertainment
no, you just
purposes.
Watch.
Okay. I would go with. Damn, I don't like fighting, so I don't know. There's a lot of people that I know would love to fight each other. Just like, oh no, I don't know if I could answer that.
You can make it like fictional.
Say it's for fun and nobody actually gets hurt, but you still get to watch and it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably Dolly Parton then, if she wouldn't get hurt. And who else? I guess Reba.
Dolly and Reba.
That I don't would know. Be I don't Reba. Want them to fight. I don't want anybody nice. To get hurt. But
I don't know.
Who's I don't know. Maybe
it'll work. Yeah,
that'll
no,
work.
That's a valid answer.
They would have to be. They would have to be like bubble wrap.
And they'll
efforts.
Be friends.
I don't
after.
Want either of
it's
them
okay.
to get hurt.
It just, it's cool.
It's cartoon rules, so nobody gets hurt.
Good enough.
Yeah. Interesting.
I love it.
Okay. If you could have any superpower, what superpower would you have?
Oh, I've thought about this before. Mm. I would love to be able to read people's
underrated
minds.
Superpower.
That's a good
one.
That's a, yeah.
But I don't know, really, do you really want
to?
That
could go
about
south.
Like, do you really want to know what people are thinking? Yeah. So I don't know. I guess that would be it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, though. You could do a lot with that if you used it right. And you had thick skin. Didn't care what people thought.
I have said my skin is like leather. I mean, it is so thick. Like you can't cut it with a knife.
That's the superpower for you, then.
I'm in the music business, pal. You can't hurt me with anything like
perfect.
Thick skin.
Well, you made it.
Perfect. Well,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's, yeah,
well.
You did well too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see.
we should start wrapping it up, I guess, because you got to get rolling. We're hitting.
Get going.
It's 3:45. Yeah. We're 4:45, I guess, right now for you guys. So, kind of out of time here. We'll have to do this again. Maybe we can sit down for a little longer and bullshit some more.
When that new album comes out next year,
absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that. That's fun.
But we got one more song. But before that, if you want to plug your social medias, where people can find live streams that you're doing and merch and all that, we can do that and then play this song.
Everything is linked on my website. So if you just go on sunnysweeney.com, you can find all my social media, all my tour dates, all my merch, everything, plus, you know, Instagram, Facebook. And then Facebook is where I do all of my live streams. But we've been doing them on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. Because I got an extra, iPad. So, or not an extra one, a new one. So I can actually film on my iPad now.
Oh, cool. So you can do them like all three at the same time on different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool. Yeah. Well, so check her. Check out.
And
that
I
website.
Highly recommend everybody listening. Go listen to that live record because I had a lot of fun listening to it. Like you said, it's live records are awesome for that reason, because you really get the whole experience of a concert, and you get the you know, you get the banter in between the songs and the intros and stuff. I really, really enjoyed the record, so highly recommend everybody listening go check that out. And is there, I assume, I mean, I could probably find this out, and so could everybody else on the website, you'd be pressing like vinyl of that and all that good stuff? Or
no, we're not going to do vinyl of the live record, but it is going to be of the new studio
right on.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Well, there you have it. We're going to leave you here with From a Table Away. So if you want to intro that song, and then we'll get on out of here and let you go deal with your car crash stuff.
Okay. This is a song that was, it's been out 10 years. Like, I cannot believe that. But it came out when I was on a record label called Big Machine Records 150 years ago. And and I'm really proud of this song still. I love this song. So it's called From a Table Away.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, from Garrett, myself, and Sonny, thanks for listening. And like Garrett said, go check out that new live album. Yeah. I'm gonna try that again. Well, from Garrett, Sonny, and myself, thank you for listening, and like Garrett said, go check out that live album. It's a real treat, and this is From a Table Away by Sonny Sweeney. Thanks for listening, and enjoy.
And that's going to do it for the episode today. Once again, SonnySweeney.com. Once again, SonnySweeney.com. Go grab a t-shirt. Check everything else out. Keep up with what Sunny's got going on. Give her a follow on social medias. We'd like to thank Sunny and her team one more time for lining this up. And we'll have to do it again. And another shameless plug, like I did in the intro, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Lots of great shit on that YouTube channel now, and there's going to continue to be some great shit on there, so go subscribe. And also our promotion with Yellowstone, once again, subscribe to our YouTube channel, sign up for Patreon, or purchase absolutely anything at all from our online store between now and December 14th at midnight, 2020. And you will be entered to win one of these box sets of the entire series of Yellowstone. And of course, regardless of whether you win or not, go check out the show. And season 3 or an entire box set would make a great Christmas gift. Just saying. We are coming up on 1 year of the Hippies and Cowboys podcast. That will be December 21st. Is actually our first episode. The pilot aired December 21st of 2019. Here we are, almost a year later. And I'm just going to take a quick second, be real mushy, and just tell all of you guys how much we love and appreciate your support. And just you, the people we've met through, whether it be social media or in person or whatever it may be because of this podcast, has been absolutely mind-blowing. And yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of bullshit like that in the next week or two, because this thing's turned into something pretty fucking cool. So without all of you out there listening, sharing it with your friends, supporting us, interacting with us, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you to all of you. That's going to be it for today's episode, everybody. Once again, SonnySweeney.com, Yellowstone, go check it out, enter to win, and buy some shit from us too if you want. Thanks again, everybody. Catch you next time.